Welcome to today's In Case You Missed It. A lot to get to. This morning we talked about New Year's resolutions and New Year's resolutions you could keep.
This year, I'm going to exercise more and I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be healthy.
This is going to be my year.
That's what I'm going to do. It's my New Year's resolution.
And that is number one, by the way, is exercise more. Number two is eat healthier. Number three is save money. Number four is lose weight. Number five is reduce stress. Number six is stick to a budget. Number seven is get more sleep. Number eight, spend more time with the family. Learn a new skill comes in at number nine. And travel more comes in at number 10. Some of those are obtainable things. I don't understand why people make New Year's resolutions they know dang well they're not going to keep.
That's right, right.
So I say make New Year's resolutions that you'll keep. It'll make yourself feel better. It will actually reduce stress. You can actually mark one off your list.
So make them...
Make ones that you know you're going to keep.
Like what? Like a...
Like my, one of mine, New Year's resolutions that I know that I can keep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch more football.
Dang, bro.
I'm going to watch more.
Can you put more in there?
I can. I'll watch those, you know, whack games from the West Coast at 10:30 at night now.
Trying to get a hold of you on Saturday during football season.
You're not
going to
happen.
Especially not with this new resolution.
Yeah. I'm going to watch more football.
Well, all right.
What are you going to do?
I'm gonna work harder for the same wage.
That's one everybody can keep.
Right. Yeah.
I'm also going to try to sit in the recliner more.
Right.
I think that's one I can keep.
You got a nice recliner, too.
Right. So I'm saying. And that goes along with watching more football.
Wow, you're making this make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I'm going to buy more things that I don't need instead of groceries. you know?
I tell you something else I'm going to try for 2019.
What's that?
I'm going to try to say that's what she said more after people say stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And your mama jokes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say more your mama jokes.
That's what she said. See? The hot new toy this year, I swear to the good Lord above, it's Poopsie the Unicorn. I swear.
Yeah. This is the truth.
This is a true thing, although it sounds like something Tony would make up.
I didn't, I promise.
I know, but it sounds like it, true.
Okay, yes, it sounds like one of mine.
The hot new toy this Christmas is Poopsie the Slime Surprise Unicorn. What Poopsie the Slime Surprise Unicorn is a plastic unicorn that wears a diaper, sits on a toilet, and poops glittery slime.
Oh, my God.
My question is, why does it need a diaper if it can sit on a toilet?
Right, right.
Here's what you do. You feed it with powder and water, then shake it until it leaves slime in the toilet. Then your kid can carry around the poop slime all around.
Yay.
In a poo-shaped rainbow keychain.
Hey.
There's a commercial for it.
Poopsie, 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 surprise unicorn. My slime is divine. Give her magic food. Yes. You won't believe your eyes. Put her on the potty. Unicorn slime surprise. Unicorn magic color change. Rainbow slime, glitter slime. So ready to collect. Poopsie, surprise 50, unicorn. 50. Which unicorn will you get?
50, 50.
Poopsie, surprise unicorn. Over 20 surprises. Each sold separately.
Over 20 surprises.
Poopsie, pooey baton.
That is one regular unicorn to have 20 surprises.
I can only think of about four that I can do.
Four surprises?
This unicorn can do over 20.
Wow. No wonder it's the hot new toy this Christmas.
Wow. Poopsie the surprise pooing unicorn.
It makes you wonder what kind of other crazy toys like that are out there.
I'm glad you asked, Jason.
Oh, here we go.
Yellow squirt Sasquatch.
Just shake him till he pees.
Yeah. Bobo the belching baboon. Snotty Scotty Sloth.
Oh, boy.
He's real slow, though.
Mm-hmm.
Projectile Vomit Vernon the Viper. And then there's always Trots the Horse.
I don't think I want Trots. Oh, nay. Had a song about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this morning. It's not the usual Rudolph.
Great job, men.
Yeah, it's from the Jason and Tony Rowdy Outdoorsman Band.
You'll love them.
Now you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most flavorful reindeer of all. I'm gonna tell you what, it was this 12-pointer right here.
Rudolph the Roasted Reindeer had a very crispy nose. And if you ever tried him, you'd like him better served with toast. All of those other reindeer, they don't really taste the same. Tender and juicy is Rudolph, boy, is he our favorite game. At 3:25 on Christmas Eve, the thermostat did stay
right there.
In 1 hour he was done, topped with garlic and A1. Oh, how our family loved him with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Lots of gravy now.
Rudolph the Roasted Reindeer. You're perfect with a Genesee.
Dang, he was good.
Another song, too, out today. It's all about your office Christmas party.
I went to the Christmas party. Everyone from work was there. I got drunk and told my boss he was fat and losing hair. Made a move on his secretary. Told everyone I quit. Dropped my pants at the copy machine and made a dozen pictures of it. But it's all over now. I thought my career was dead. Instead of firing me, I'm the new department head.
Tony didn't really talk to Garth Brooks today in today's fake news interview.
Well, would you looky there, Garth Brooks.
Man.
Kinda in a sort of way.
Garth. How you doing?
Sorry, Garth. It's just hard to believe that you're not really here.
You know, I've been dreaming of this since we walked away.
Reckon Trisha will get you that singing fish that sings friends in low places.
That should be sometime, if I get my way, it'll be sometime around Christmas or right behind Christmas.
Hey, this is personal, but when can we cash that check you wrote for this? It's going to clear, ain't it? You got it.
It's probably right? The end of this month, somewhere around that, in the next 2 months, but I'm hoping the end of this month.
So how many boogers do you think that you've picked in your whole life?
Well, we picked a number of them.
Okay, well, how about this week?
Probably a handful of
Where
them.
Where do you get all that energy from?
It's coming from kids.
You suck the energy force out of children?
No.
Woo, good. That's good. What's the worst thing someone can do in the bathroom before you use it?
Sprinkling.
Yes, we hate sprinkles too. They're the worst.
Amen, because I've sat in that seat.
Hey, Garth Brooks, y'all. Kinda. Sorta.
Garth.
Thanks, Garth.
There you go, Garth.
Hey, you come back now.
Of course, we had a brand new word of the day for you today.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Animal crackadermy is someone who can restore the bread head after it's been bitten off of an animal cracker. Animal crackadermy.
That's Tony's word of the day.
The best country lyric that was never written.
But I'm praying.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Christmas and family around the table explains a lot about Cain and Abel.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. All right, there's an 80-year-old guy, Gulfport, Mississippi. His name is Kenneth Smith. He lost his wife, Helen, to cancer a month ago.
Oh, poor dude.
So not only dealing with that, they'd been living off their Social Security money because they've had to drain their life savings in order to pay for her medical bills.
Oh.
And now she's gone. And he's getting even less money now because she's not around.
And what they're drawing, that ain't much.
He's having to make some extra cash. What he's been doing is selling bags of kindling on the side of the road for $5.
Oh, wow.
So he's not been making much, but it kind of gets him through the day, and I think just probably gives him something to do, maybe to take his mind off things.
Can't make much doing that.
Well, there had been somebody coming by and buying the kindling wood from him, and got his story, then posted about it on Facebook, and then put up a fundraising page.
Oh, cool.
Well, over the last week and a half, complete strangers from all over the world have poured out gifts to this man to the tune of over $100,000.
Oh, wow.
I mean, isn't that just amazing?
It is.
I mean, there's, and Kenneth isn't the only one that goes through this. I mean, this is probably happening to thousands of seniors across the United States right now.
Bet in every county in America, yeah. City, yes.
There's probably maybe somebody even listening that's going through the exact same thing. But it's just amazing that, you know, one post on Facebook turns into $100,000 for this guy.
And, you know, I bet half the people that waiting in line to get his kindling didn't really even need the wood. They just wanted to
probably heard about
it. Give him some money.
Isn't that cool? I just love that.
Awesome.
So, to the guy who posted about it on Facebook, no name here, and to all the people who donated the money to help Kenneth out, y'all are real good. All right, well, that's it for today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to it over and over and over and over again.
Real loud in your office place.
Yeah, make sure everybody hears it because they need to, right?
That's right.
Anyway, that's it for In Case You Missed It.
Okay.